Masechet Menachot Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah will talk about a certain place called Bet Honyo, which was the temple of Honyo, who was the son of Shimon HaSadiq. Shimon HaSadiq, the great Kohen Gadol, had two sons. Those sons were Shim'i and Honyo. Honyo, we know as Onias as well. He chose Honyo to succeed him as the Kohen Gadol because he was more familiar with the Avodah. But Honyo didn't want to take the job. He wanted to give it to his older brother, Shim'i. Later on, he became a little bit regretful about the fact that he let it up, and he became jealous, and he came up with a plot to remove Shim'i from the spot of Kohen Gadol. He told his brother that the way the Kohen Gadol starts to perform the Avodah for the first time was he would wear woman's clothing. He would wear a blouse and a belt that were worn by women. So Honyo went and told the other Kohanim that Shim'i was wearing this clothing because he promised his wife that on the day that he would begin the Avodah as Kohen Gadol, he would wear some of her clothing out of respect to her. So when the Kohanim heard about what was going on, they wanted to kill Shim'i because of this tremendous disgrace to the Beit HaMikdash. But Shim'i managed to stop the whole plan, and he revealed that Honyo was the one who made him dress like this. So they wanted to kill Honyo for mocking the office of the Kohen Gadol and for the service of the Beit HaMikdash. But he escaped to Alexandria, Egypt, and he opened a large temple over there. There was a large Jewish community over there, and he had a mizbeach that was dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the temple over there stood for 200 years and wasn't being run in a way that was so proper. It's prohibited to offer a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash, and somebody who does this is liable to karet. So Honyo, when he did this, he transgressed the prohibition of offering korbanot outside of the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. The pasuk in Yeshaya tells us that there's going to be an altar dedicated to Hashem in the midst of the land of Egypt. That pasuk is a prophecy that one day people are going to worship Hashem in Egypt, but that pasuk is talking about non-Jews. So Honyo used this pasuk and he convinced other Jews to bring their korbanot to this temple, which is in violation of the halakha. Mishnah says, Hare alai ola. Somebody says, I accept upon myself the obligation to bring in ola. Yakrivena ba mikdash. He has to offer that ola in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. V'im hikriva bebet honyo lo yatsa. If he offered it in the temple of Honyo in Alexandria, Egypt, he did not fulfill his obligation. He has to bring another ola because a korban offered outside of the Beit HaMikdash is invalid. But not only is it invalid, but he's karet for bringing a korban outside of the Beit HaMikdash. She'akrivena bebet honyo. But if he said, I accept upon myself to bring an ola under the condition that I bring it to the temple of Honyo, yakrivena b'mikdash, he has to offer it in the Beit HaMikdash, since he's not allowed to offer it anywhere else. He's not allowed to offer it anywhere outside the Beit HaMikdash. V'im hikriva bebet honyo yatsa. But if you offered it in the temple of Honyo, he fulfilled his obligation. The idea is, once he accepts it upon himself to bring in Olah, he has to bring it in Yerushalayim. But if he throws in that line that he's going to offer it in the temple of Honyo, and he knows that he can't really bring it over there, so we understand his swear that he's trying to consecrate the ola on the condition that he wouldn't be responsible to replace it if it's killed without proper shechita, like it was brought as a korban in somewhere else, where it was not accepted. So when he's offering it under the condition that it should be offered in the temple of Honyo, he basically means that he's not going to bring another ola if it's not done properly, but he's still designated as an ola, so therefore, if he's bringing it, he has to bring it in the Beit HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Omer, en zo ola. Says Rabbi Shimon, this is not an ola offering, since he vowed to bring it outside the Beit HaMikdash, the whole vow is invalid, and therefore, the animal is not sanctified whatsoever. Rabbi Shimon takes the vow to be very straight up at face value, that he's trying to consecrate something in the temple of Honyo. That's an impossibility. You can't consecrate something for that temple, so therefore the vow does not take effect and the animal is not consecrated whatsoever. Now we'll talk about Nezirut. The Nazir is somebody who accepts upon himself not to drink wine, not to eat any grape product, not to cut his hair, and not to become tameh to metim. At the end of the nezirut, which stam nezirut is 30 days, he has to bring a set of korbanot, an olah, hatat, and shelamim, and he has to shave his head. The hair is burned on the fire where the meat of the shelamim is cooked. The ceremony also has to be performed in the Beit HaMikdash. Hareni Nazir, if somebody declares themselves to be a Nazir, Yegaleach BaMikdash, he has to shave in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. V'im Gilach BeBet Honyo Lo Yatzav, he shaved in the Temple of Honyo, he did not fulfill his obligation. She'agaleach BeBet Honyo, if he declared that he's going to be a Nazir under the condition that he's going to shave in the Temple of Honyo, Yegaleach BaMikdash, he has to shave in the Beit HaMikdash. V'im Gilach Bebet Honyo Yatsa, but if he shaved in the Temple of Honyo, he fulfilled his obligation. We're talking about somebody who lives right near the Temple of Honyo and he doesn't want to go all the way to Yerushalayim to bring his korbanot. So when he's saying that he's a Nazir, he's not intending to become a full Nazir, but he's accepting upon himself the similar restrictions to that of a Nazir until he slaughters in the Temple of Honyo the animals that a Nazir would have brought in the Beit HaMikdash. So what we basically say is this person is accepting upon himself something very similar to Nezirut. And that if he's able to slaughter the animals in the Temple of Honyo, he'll do it, but he can't travel any further than that. So he fulfills his vow by slaughtering the animals in the Temple of Honyo. He wouldn't be karet in the situation because he's not a real Nazir, and therefore if he's not a real Nazir, the animals are not real korbanot. And the animals don't become consecrated as korbanot because he's not a nazir. But if he did bring them all the way to the Beit HaMikdash, they're considered to be valid korbanot because we see retroactively that he did mean to become a nazir, and therefore the animals became korbanot, and the condition that he added afterwards is ignored. So the Mishnah means that he's allowed to bring the korbanot and shave in the Beit HaMikdash, and the korbanot would be valid. But we're not saying that he has to do it, since he doesn't have to do it, because that would reveal that he wasn't taking upon himself a real full nezirut. Rabbi Shimon Omer in ze nazir. It says Rabbi Shimon, he's not a nazir here as well. Rabbi Shimon takes everything at face value. He swore to perform a ceremony to end his nezirut outside the Beit HaMikdash, so therefore the whole vow is invalid, and he's not a nazir whatsoever, and he can never become a nazir from that type of vow. Now that we mentioned the Temple of Honyo, the Mishnah will talk about the Kohanim who worked over there. HaKohanim shishimeshu bebet Honyo lo yishamishu b'mikdash b'Yerushalayim. The Kohanim who brought korbanot in the Temple of Honyo are not allowed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. Ve'en sarich lomar ledavar acher. And obviously, Kohanim who served in a temple of idol worshipping are not allowed to serve in the Beit HaMikdash. It's an embarrassment. These people who worked in the Temple of Honyo, even though it wasn't built for Avodah Zarah, they knowingly committed an Averah where they brought Korbanot outside the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, there's a penalty over here, and they're never allowed to work in the Beit HaMikdash again. Kal Vachomer, a Kohen who did a serious crime or an Averah of offering an idol, a Korban. They would be forbidden to serve in the Beit HaMikdash forever, and that's how we treat them. We learned this from a Pasuk, Shnei Emar, Ach lo ya'alu kohanei habamot el mizbach Adonai b'Yerushalayim ki im achlu matzot betoch acheihem. The Kohanim of the Bamot, of idol worship, are not allowed to come and serve on the altar of Hashem Yerushalayim. Rather, they would only eat matzah, the menachot, as well as other offerings. That's all they would do amongst the brothers. Hareihem ki ba'alei mumin. We learn from here that these Kohanim who served in the temples of idol worship are treated like blemished Kohanim. Holkin ve'ochlin. They're allowed to receive a share of the offerings with the other Kohanim and eat them. Avalo makrivim. But they're not allowed to serve anything on the Mizbeach.